Hi, everyone. Next up, we are going to end this afternoon's presentations on a very exciting note, featuring Tales from the Trenches, recurring litigation practice minefields, and entertainment law cases. So moderating this topic, we have Stan Sucher, who is the longtime editor of editor-in-chief of Entertainment Law and Finance. He is also a professor emeritus of music and entertainment industry studies at the University of Colorado, Denver, and an entertainment attorney. This is also Stan's 22nd year of being on the planning committee of the Entertainment Law Institute, and we would not be able to do all of this without Stan. Stan is also a former recipient of the Texas Star Award, and he is the author of the books Baby, You're a Rich Man, Suing the Beatles for Fun and Profit, and They Fought the Law, Rock Music Goes to Court. And sharing his tales with us, we have Neville Johnson. Neville Johnson is a senior partner at Johnson & Johnson in Beverly Hills and has tried over 28 civil jury trials and over 70 civil trials and arbitrations without a jury. Mr. Johnson has represented many well-known celebrities and entertainment concerns, and he has served as lead counsels on many class actions, including pioneering class actions in the entertainment industry against entertainment unions, major record companies, and motion picture companies. Johnson is on the board of the California Society of Entertainment Lawyers and also the Beverly Hills Bar Association, and he has been named as a top entertainment lawyer by Variety Magazine, and this year was honored as a top music attorney by Billboard. So take it away.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Tales from the Trenches, Recurring Litigation Practice Minefields in Entertainment Law Cases. Who better to discuss this with than Neville Johnson, he'll tell you more about himself, based in Los Angeles. We've known each other for quite a few years now, he's got lots of interesting things to talk to you about. We're going to cover several different topics. You'll see from in the brochure, there's several different topics. But why don't we start out, and we'll try to save a few minutes at the end to take questions on the floor. How is it that you became an entertainment attorney?
Well, I loved rock and roll, and ever since I was a little boy, it's thrilled for me now to represent many of the people that I used to listen to or their estates. You know, like Buddy Holly, Ricky Nelson, and many others. But I knew I wanted to be a lawyer when I was about 12. My friend of the family was a lawyer, big-time Beverly Hills divorce attorney, became a judge. I had, you know, very intelligent parents and went to one of the best prep schools, and I liked to argue. I ended up going to, and I, when I was about 18, I figured out I could probably meld music with my interest in music with law, which was what I planned on being, and I planned on doing just deals. And when I got out of law school, that's what I did. I worked for a music attorney, did some litigation on the side, and, you know, I did Lindsey Buckingham's agreement to join Fleetwood Mac, in which he said, just make sure if it doesn't work out, I can get it out of this deal. Okay, let's see. And I found it very frustrating doing transactional work. I was very competitive in the 70s, and also I was so powerless most of the time. The record companies, and still today, are pretty tough to negotiate with, so... and then in 82, I became Yoko Ono's lawyer, and for several years all I did was Beatles. And then eventually I started to get into litigation, and one thing led to another, and then in the mid-93, a guy came into my office. I was helping pro bono clients in the music industry, and this guy came in and said, hey, you know, you helped me on this deal. The group wants to get out of it. I go, what? He goes, why, what happened? Well, I was on a national television show called Primetime Live on ABC, investigative journalism, and they secretly taped me. I would, on the side, I read tarot cards on a 900 number. And I said, that doesn't sound right. I had never heard of the tort of intrusion or the right of, knew anything about the right of privacy. I looked it up. I said, that's wrong. Let's go get them. Well, little did I know, it took me 6-7 years, basically broke me. But I got the first verdict in the history of the United States for more than a dollar in investigative journalism, the first verdict in the history of the United States for punitive damages.